Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for the Floribama's Mullet Toss, which will feature state line revelers heaving dead fish for distance prizes and social recognition at the massive annual event this weekend. Despite being wildly popular, this annual festival of cruelty has finally gotten the criticism it deserves from the high priestesses of virtue at PETA. As president of the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, Ingrid Newkirk wrote in a missive to the Floribama, "Every fish whose body is treated like a hacky sack at this event was once an individual who had a life precious to them, swam free, had feelings, and didn't want to die." As she patiently explained to the recalcitrant leaders at the embodiment of Lower Alabama High Culture, let's face it, every fish thrown by a Floribama mullet toss participant was an individual who suffered greatly and was violently slaughtered before being used in this disrespectful way. She's so right. Just imagine what the other mullet would think. If any of them could peek one shiny eyeball out of the water and survey the carnage of this truly gruesome spectacle, in which thousands of nearly naked beachgoers take turns desecrating the recently unalived corpses of innocent mullet by throwing them for distance across the state line between Florida and Alabama. Knowing the depths of sensitivity and intelligence which all mullet demonstrate, I imagine they would be devastated by the spectacle. Now, once you realize that treating their murdered brethren and sistren and other fish this way is fundamentally wrong, is there some way to rescue the fun without engaging in the moral turpitude? Once again, PETA to the rescue, as they smartly offered to furnish the Floribama with a sufficient supply of reusable rubber imitation fish to use instead, as well as offering to cater the event with vegan fish sandwiches, making the fun inclusive to even those with the most strict of personal consciences. Once upon a time, people thought it was funny to throw citizens of non-average height for sport. We no longer do, and we can only hope that in the near future we will realize that we shouldn't throw anything with a face for entertainment. If you can't toss a dwarf, you shouldn't toss a mullet. That's the lesson, in short. So once again, our hats off to the brilliant and loving thought leaders at PETA for showing us all a better way to beach. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, the state of Florida, again, this time for passing a law requiring that every Florida school child be taught the truth about communism every year. No, this is terrible news because, as you all know, we are deeply sincere advocates of this system of justice and reform, long live the proletariat, but we just know that the right-wing dominated bigotopia of Florida will not treat this subject fairly. We fear that the Department of Education, led by Manny Diaz, will fail to focus on all the great things about communism, such as the way everyone gets to dress the same and not have to worry about individual personality and personal expression. They won't tell children how invigorating it is for the soul to stand in line for hours every day just for the chance to purchase whatever meat becomes available in the government-run grocery stores. They will never explain how comforting it is to know that your government loves you so much that it builds walls to keep you in so you can enjoy the benefits of its highly evolved system of universal squalor, a condition of minimal subsistence, exceeded in its glory only by the inability to pray and worship God unless the state approves of your religion ahead of time. They probably won't even talk about how wonderful it is to live in a system of rules that allow you the great joy of never having to make a real decision for yourself. You don't have to worry about having anything stolen from you because you aren't allowed to own private property. You don't have to worry about failing in a business because the state owns and runs all the businesses. And as far as fashion goes, there are three different shades of gray to choose from. No, those horrible Republicans will probably only focus on things like political repression, state control of all media, denial of basic human rights, and the imprisonment and murder of more than 100 million people in so-called communist countries in the 20th century. As we all know, communism is a wonderful system of equality, justice, and virtue. The only problem is it's never really been done in quite the right way, and one of these days we will definitely prove the naysayers wrong. After we've executed them, of course. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, overly slow and overly fast music. as Ramzan Kadyrov, the leader of the Russian Republic of Chechnya, recently approved the Ministry of Culture's recommendation to ban the public playing of destabilizing Western music, which is either below 80 beats per minute or above 116 beats per minute. Yes, following a long track record of imposing strict Muslim values on his subjects, such as requiring headscarves, long sleeves, and long skirts for women in public, stifling all political dissent, and denying the existence of gay men at all in Chechnya, Kadyrov's new rule will ensure that all music and dance productions conform to Chechen mentality and musical rhythm, his words. As an example of music that is too slow, we have Taylor Swift's Lover. And as an example of music that's too fast, we have Taylor Swift's Shake It Off. And as an example of music that's just right, we have Taylor Swift's Cruel Summer. Yes, just like the Goldilocks she is, Taylor Swift finally got it just right. You see, this creates nice stable boundaries of reason within which all music can be safely played at a medium, tepid speed that is neither depressing nor stimulating. Now, originally, we would have thought, you know, this is a problem because of the loss of female freedom, the lack of political dissent, the suppression of any people of the holy acronym string, and obviously any negative mention of Her Highness Taylor Swift in any context at all. However, in this case, we see something very important to celebrate. Following a tradition in political philosophy that goes back all the way to Plato, Kadyrov is acting on a very wise premise. If you want to control a people, you must control its culture. And if you want to control a culture, you must control the art and music. As every great leader in modern history, from Joseph Stalin to Mao Zedong to Fidel Castro to Benito Mussolini, has shown, putting the government in charge of music and art is an essential form of virtue promotion. And what could be simpler than making sure all good Chechenians only dance within certain rates of speed as a way of teaching them to submit to the wise leadership of their virtue overlords? Always remember your Porchinsky. In order for people to obey large irrational commands, they must first practice obeying small irrational commands. And what could be more irrational than deciding which music is legal based entirely on its speed? Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
As you depart today, please take a moment to say a mantra or two for the brave students around the nation who are protesting on college campuses on behalf of the Palestinians in Gaza, and reminding the world that thing that all enlightened people believe, that the Jews really do not deserve a country of their own, or to have security from terrorist attacks, or to exist. So obvious. Refreshments this week are provided by Give Pez a Chance, the nutritional digestive aid shaped like a child's candy treat that you can put right in your Pez dispenser and pretend to enjoy once a day. Made without sugar or any flavorings, plus a triple dose of unsatisfying carob powder, Give Pez a Chance will keep you regular and healthy without any risk you'll actually enjoy eating them. Give Pez a Chance. You can really taste the virtue.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.